Morning. I think what we'll do is start off with a semi-true story. We have to start off every day with something, at least. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our youngest daughter. We have three kids, and about 8 years ago, our youngest daughter was going to go down to college, and I work at the University of Nebraska, so that's, of course, where we had to send her. And I don't know if any of you have ever move someone down on opening day of college, but it's a madhouse. And we were lined up to park and lined up to unload, and it was quite a process. And when we got her finally unloaded, my wife and I had to say goodbye, and you know, it was kind of a teary goodbye because that was our last daughter. My wife in particular was torn, you might say, about it. And on the way out, we live about 80 miles north of Lincoln. I live in Wisner, Nebraska, Cumming County. We were heading back home, and we had to stop for gas. And I was filling gas up, and Cindy was walking over to the gas station. I says, "Where are you going, Cindy?" And she says, "Well, I was just going to give Rachel a call to see how she was doing." Okay, been gone 20 minutes, maybe 10. She's going to go check in on her. And I said, "You know, Cindy, you really got to give this girl a little bit of chance. You know, give her wings. Let her get out on her own now. She's going to be breaking new ground. We have to let her get out on her own." Well, we drove home. It's about an hour and 20 minutes to get home. And Cindy starts working her way over to the phone. And I said, "Cindy, what are you doing?" She says, "Well, I was just going to see how she was doing. I'm really concerned about her." I says, "Look, we got to make a deal here. We're not going to call her. She'll call us if she needs us." And so Cindy says, "Okay." Well, a week goes by. We don't hear a word. Pretty soon that week turns into 2 weeks. Now, 2 weeks turns into a month, and we finally get a letter in the mail. A letter in the mail says, "Mom and Dad, things are going great. I love the university." She says, "And I have good news. I found out a way to save us some money. I was able to move out of that dorm, and I moved into an apartment. And it's for less money than I was paying at the dorm, and I have this really nice roommate. You're really going to like him when you get to meet him. I think you'll enjoy meeting him, but you can't meet him for another 4 weeks because he doesn't get out of jail for 4 weeks." She says, "And, you know, we're really so happy together." And she says, "And then when the baby comes, we think things are just going to be fabulous." And then at the bottom of the letter, she says, "Oh, P.S. By the way, everything I said above is not true, but I might be getting a C in chemistry, and I want you to keep things in perspective, all right?" So to help you get some of what I say in perspective, let me tell you a little bit more about who I am. That's my combine. I also, in addition to working for the university, my brother and I have a couple thousand acres in Cumming County and Stanton County that we farm. It's mostly corn and soybeans. That's me in the combine. If you look really close, you can see my grandson, James, sitting beside me also. A lot of what I'm going to talk about today doesn't apply just to you, but it applies to me too. And also a lot of what I talk about today is going to be an opinion. I've worked with literally hundreds of farmers and ranchers around Nebraska, several in other states. I've spoken in other countries. I've traveled quite a bit in this area. And I find it that the situation that we're facing with land ownership, cattle ownership, machinery ownership, getting in older and older hands is pretty much universal across the United States, and it's starting to see it in other countries as well. And so I'm going to visit some about that. The topic, at least the title of the topic, is Determining Who Makes Land Use Decisions, Land Ownership, or Land Control, and What Decision Options Exist. You know, those first two points is pretty easy. I could sum those up pretty easy, and it's the golden rule. The person who's got the gold is going to make the rules. And I think that's true with the land, whether it's farmland, ranch land, farm assets, ranch assets. The person or persons that are able to make that decision of who's going to be making the land use call and who's going to be involved with that land is going to be the owner of that asset. And so if you happen to be one of those, I definitely want to speak to you today because I have some opinions about that. The contact information that you see there, I'm available anytime you'd like to talk with me. There's a phone number that rings into my office in Lincoln. I'm right above the ice cream store if you're ever down there on East Campus. Probably a better way to get a hold of me, though, is that email because it buzzes me on my hip whenever anyone need some. I do have a 5% extension appointment, so I am able to work with some individuals. I have no travel budget, but I have an ability to work with some individuals, so it might be another way to work with some of you. Let me share some data with you to start with. This is data of the age of Nebraska farm operators. Anytime you see the word farm, make it farm and or ranch, because it's ag operators. And you can see that the list across the top are the dates. This is ag census data that's done every 5 years. And it starts in 1982 and goes on through 1987, 92, 97, 2002, and 2007. So we have 25 years of data here. What I'd like you to look at is the age of those operators. And I've broken that down into three groups: that under 35 group, the 35 to 64, and the over 65, and then a total. So you can see, for example, in 1982, there were 13,000 Nebraska operators, and I think the same thing's true for most of the surrounding states. I haven't looked at all of the data, but I think most of the surrounding states are going to be very similar. So we had about 13,000 operators under 35, which was 22%, 38,000 in that middle group, and about 8,700, which was 15% of the operators over 65, and 60,000 operators in Nebraska in 1982. An operator is identified or listed as anyone who sold or could have sold at least $1,000 worth of agricultural commodities. So that's a really liberal definition. I mean, that's a 4-H calf, for crying out loud. That's not very much. So an operator is a pretty loose definition. What I'd like you to do is watch that trend across the under 35 and watch that trend across the over 65. So in 87, we're dropping the under down to 12, 21%. The over 65 is up to 10, 18%. 92, those of you that lived through the 80s remember what that was like. We lost quite a few younger people then. Our older group is getting, again, bigger. 97, we're down to 5,000, 5,500, 11% under 35. 2002, we're down to 3,700 operators. In 2007, we're down to 3,300 operators across the state that are everyone that is selling more than $1,000 worth of agricultural commodities that's under age 35 is listed. That's 3,300 operations? That's not very many. Not very many at all. The way the statistics show up is the under 35, we've got about 25% as many now as we had in 1982 that are under 35. We have 149% that are over 65. Let me see a show of hands. How many of you are surprised by that? No hands. Yep. It's not surprising. It's happened. All of us are aware of it. I have some opinions about why it's happening. I have some suggestions of what we might be able to do to help turn some of that around, or at least turn some of that trend into a slowdown, if not a speed up at least. One other thing I want to talk about a little bit is this idea of a business life cycle. And this is a graph, if you will. The axis on the bottom you'll see is time, and the axis on the left, let's call that success. So that when someone starts out in that left-hand bottom corner, let's say they start out a business on that green area, and as time goes on, they hopefully have some success. Now, as our young people are starting out in farming or ranching, you know, maybe they're starting out in their early or mid-20s, so that green area might last from, let's say, 22 to mid-30s, 35, 37.